Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will you let me say, let me say, hold me now.
Oh, man.
I'm 6 feet from the edge, and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Ooh. Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge, and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Sometimes I feel like the dad and stepbrothers in the car.
Oh, yeah, Sweet Child of Mine,
where I gotta save it.
Yes, yeah.
That's what happened with Fran.
You know, the shocker is Fran loves music.
I can't hit that note, man.
Yeah, but nobody can.
But you're also looking at the lyrics in there.
And you're basically talking. I mean, most people can't.
At least fade the music out.
So. Yeah.
That's where it ended.
Most people can't hit the note, but like it sounds like you don't even have like musicality in your brain or whatever.
I mean, it's not good.
It's a little better than Buzz, but
yes, yes. Well, Buzz
just
crazy.
Drones.
Hold me now.
Yeah.
Well, this is why I'm bad at karaoke, because I can't hit those notes.
Is that why it is? Yeah, I guess so.
I think so.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Who's worse, Fritz or Spike? Spike wins the vote with 2,227 votes at 76.5.
That's a lot of votes.
That is a lot of votes. 215-592-9494. Yoshi in Brewery Town, you're on WIP. What's up, Yoshi?
My man. Right, Jackie, baby. What's up, friend? What's poppin', fellas?
What's up, dude? What's up, dude?
Hey, man. Hey. I'm glad Corey called, so I wasn't the only one.
I know.
What does that mean?
It was a little light today.
Yep.
Hey, what's up? I remember the other day y'all was talking about how the delegation and everything, no show. Well, I was like, you know what? I called because I wanted to talk to Fran. I must admit that. Fran, my guy. Y'all
nice.
Pick on
him.
Be my guy along. Like Fran. Yep.
Well, so do we.
And at the same time, I said, you know what? I got to call because my guys, I got to let them know I support y'all.
I appreciate that,
you
buddy.
You know what I mean? And Spike, you know, Twitter people don't like you. Regular people don't like you. Corey got you at number 8. That's kind of suspect. Maybe he don't like you. You know, I do like you. I had you at number 3.
I appreciate it.
Well, who'd you have at 1 and 2?
I'm gonna break it down like this. Ike number 1, because when we meet up and we see each other, Ike make me feel like he's my homie from back in the day, the way we talk and everything. Jack, you're number 2, because me and you got a big brother, little brother relationship. We text, we laugh, we pick, and all that good stuff. We got our own little secret conversations and stuff, you know what I'm saying? And then, Spike, you're at number 3. Because what's saying? I do. I genuinely love you.
I love you too. Yoshi.
Yeah, but still number 3.
Yeah, well, yeah. I'll take it. I just got here.
Hey, top three.
Please. I'll take it.
Don't worry about it. Corey got you at number 8. Remember that. I got you in my top.
That is questionable.
The Corey thing actually bothers me. 8.
I felt so bad when I read it yesterday. I was like, Corey did that. He did that to you. That was a malicious attack.
It was.
On you.
Well, I mean, there's only 11 of us. I mean, they're like total. He was like, well, everybody's in the top 11. Everybody's on your list. Like, the whole staff is on your list. Of course I'm in the top 11. How am I only 8?
As soon as he said everybody from my show is in my top 11, I was like, Spike down there somewhere.
Yep. Well, and I'll tell you, we're supposed to go to this Phillies game in August or whatever the entire time.
Could be a good moment for you two.
He better be apologizing is all I'm saying.
Oh, man. Y'all get it together. And I'm going to tell you right now, Spike, the main reason people go hard in on you is I don't care. You know, I don't care. I'm going to get up here and I'm going to say what I got to say about Jalen no matter what. What's saying? It don't bother me. It's just the way you react when they say something. I know they pluck that nerve. As soon as they pluck that nerve, you're like, oh, I got something better than what you just said. Just like today. That rant, when you went in on that young man, I was like, look, gracious of Scott. I ain't heard you rant like that in forever. I don't care. Okay. All right. I said, man, my boy about to have a nervous breakdown. He in there bopping his lip. Get the straight jacket for him. I'm sorry for you. Stop letting them boys make you go on that rant like that.
Well, he said he was calling about the Phillies. It wasn't even like, I look on the board, I feel like we're going to talk about Castellanos. Yeah.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Trojan horse,
he's
brother.
A liar.
He's a Trojan horse.
He's a liar.
And I wanted to correct you on something. You said yesterday the Lakers, Buzz bought the Lakers at 200 and something million.
I didn't say that. No, I said the Sixers. I said Josh Harris bought the Sixers at 241.
The Lakers were bought for 67 million or something.
Yeah.
It was 64. It was 64.
All right.
I can't believe Spike messed that up.
No.
A little too late.
No.
All right. Well, I just wanted to show up to let y'all know that I love y'all, and you know, I can't gotta be there for some of us to be present.
Well, I appreciate that.
Yeah, you are. Thank you.
Y'all ain't got no color on this show today, so I decided to jump in.
Well, I appreciate that. Well, I have been taking walks out in the sun, so I am at least, you know, a shade or two darker than I was.
And your arms are colorful.
My arms are colorful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing colorful on Jack but his neck because he refused to wear short sleeves or anything like that.
Listen, I'm a very white guy.
You are. Yeah, in every way.
Man. Yeah. Now, I do have pretty tan forearms, I'll say that. They're always like this, though. Like, they don't change because I, you know, was golfing as a kid, baseball as a kid, so they always stay right around.
Yeah, but you can see right over the shirt.
Gross. Wow.
Yeah.
Disgusting.
That is right.
Eczema arms.
Oh, yeah.
All right, man, Yosh. I love y'all cats, man. I probably call y'all tomorrow, too.
All right.
See you, Yosh. Text line brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
I talked back to Spike in a meeting once, and he not only forced me to retire, but he made me wait to announce it until Rob came on board. But sure, he's just like Rob Thompson. Angelo in Sea Isle.
Oh, that is...
That's true.
It's not true.
That's how it happened.
It's not true. He retired because I wasn't here anymore.
Yep.
He will work 25 more years if I was here.
Yep.
What's next?
So I've been in the studio all week, but Jack waited until Juneteenth to criticize Cooper DeJean on my top 11. Interesting. Ike, listening at home.
That could have been a real text. Could have been a real text.
Wow.
On this day?
Wow. I don't even know how to react to that. Okay, next.
Throw away all the aces in your card decks. Stop going to Ace Hardware Store. Stop rooting for the Las Vegas Aces. Spike, during the break, still inexplicably hating Ace Bailey.
I don't hate him.
Would have been a good addition to that text. Don't even call Zach Wheeler an ace.
Yes, would have been good.
Yep. Come on, texter.
I don't hate Ace Bailey. I hate the argument, and I know we don't really talk about it in the air very much anymore, in Sixers world, is like, in Rights to Ricky world, like the comments and the, you just hate on Ace Bailey and blah, blah, blah.
Well, why is everything with sports now that you hate someone?
If you don't think he's good, you hate him.
Awful.
I don't hate him. I don't even know him. What's next?
I do not knock on doors pestering people to hate on Jalen. I find them on the internet. They're usually former backup quarterbacks with podcasts. Spike.
You do find every backup quarterback.
And you what putting they say. That on me is the thing I, of all the lies you tell about me, that is the one I'm most pissed off about, because you are the one. Now, do I get excited when I find, when you show it to me?
Yeah.
I might. But I don't find it.
I don't like the dumping on the backup quarterback by the pro Jalen people. Like, they had, like, Dan Orlovsky played in the NFL 12 years. Chase Daniel was brought in to run every single system as a, like, as a guy that can just know how, just because they weren't good at football, like, they weren't great NFL players.
Yeah, they were one of, they were still one of the best in football in the history of the world.
They had to stick around the league for a long time because of what they know about playing the quarterback position.
They know more than we do.
Right.
What's next?
And like the hold on,
yeah.
And what? And they when they bring up, oh, Peyton Manning was fawning over Tom Brady fawning over
They fawn over
what
everybody.
Do you want them to do?
They fawn over everyone.
Gosh.
By the way, who did Seltzer bring up today that said that?
Oh, some guy that wrote some SI article 3 years ago,
like Greg Bishop or something.
Greg
like that?
Bishop. Yeah, yeah. More propaganda.
Who cares?
Idiot.
Why don't you guys talk on the show? What's next?
You're both equally pains in the ass. Josh and Sweetsboro.
Who was it from?
Josh and Sweetsboro.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, I hit it a little early.
Well, that didn't matter.
Who was that? What's
Josh
the joke?
And Sweetsboro.
That we,
you said
that,
you're
that
both,
we both
suck. Equally.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
I thought it was fine.
It was fine. It was just, there's no create. Whatever.
Oh, wow.
Nah, it's just like,
I thought
know.
It was good.
It's got to be Jack standards.
Text line is a high standard.
Yeah. I thought it was good. I thought it was good. I thought it was
no,
good.
That, everything else is fine with the text line. That's the one that
I had
my problems with.
I like that one. I did. I thought it was funny.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.